I don't know when the last time was when you felt very, very foolish in front of other people. Something you said, maybe, or something you did. You felt so embarrassed, you just wanted to crawl into a corner and quietly die. This is exactly how I felt on my Gold D of E expedition when at school. There we were, a group of six of us, somewhere in the Lake District. And it was my turn to do the navigating. I'd spotted the lake on the map that we needed to get to next. So I take a compass bearing. I find some feature on the horizon to aim at, some kind of big black rock or something, and off we go. Well, to cut a long story short, not only do I not find the lake, I don't even get close. And the reason? That rock we'd been heading towards for the last hour or so, that solid landmark, that goal I'd been focusing on, turns out to have been a horse. How stupid did I feel? Now, I tell that story not because I'm some sort of a masochist who likes being laughed at. No, the reason I tell that story is because I guess many of us are at the point of taking bearings and plotting courses with our lives. And it's worth stepping back for a moment and thinking about goals. As I face my time here at Gordon's, and indeed the rest of my life, what do I want to accomplish? What am I aiming to achieve? What is the big black rock on the horizon towards which I'm going to try and head during the course of my time here? What are my goals? Now, you might say, well, my goal is just to survive, to get through the year in one piece, which I can understand, especially if you're fairly new to Gordon's. Or you might say, my goal is to get the grades I need in the exams at the end of the year. Or perhaps to make a mark in a drama production, or to become really good at a musical instrument. Or to get into that sports team. Those are all good goals, good and right things to head towards. But I'd like to suggest none of those things is really the be-all and end-all. There are more solid goals to be heading towards, goals which are less horse-like, less shifting around, and more rock-like. In the reading we had a minute ago, somebody walked up to Jesus and he asked Jesus straight up what were the most important things he ought to work at for the long term. And you remember what Jesus said? He said two things. And the first was love God. Do you remember what the question was? Of all the commandments, which is the most important? In other words, what should my key goal be? And Jesus says the most important one is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love God, says Jesus. Be totally committed to him. Value him more highly than anybody else. Aim to please him with every part of your life. Love him. Love God, says Jesus. Now, it might be that you've gone through most of your lives so far ignoring God, acting as if he wasn't even there. Now, I know how I feel when other people ignore me. I hate it. It's horrible. It's just rude, apart from anything else. well, how do you think God feels when he's gone to all the effort of making us, making a world for us to live in, even sending his son Jesus to die for us, only for us to respond by ignoring him? It's not good, is it? Goal number one, love God. And goal number two, love your neighbour. Love your neighbour as yourself, to be precise, is the way he put it. For many of us, being popular is what we really crave, even if we don't admit it. We want friends. We want respect. We want to be thought of as a good bloke or a good blokeass. And so the thing we most care about is our cred. We do this thing, we say that thing, so that other people will think more of us. Don't we, if we're honest? We're in love with ourselves. But Jesus says, no, love your neighbour. We're to do things and to say things which will serve others, even if it means hurting our own reputation. So love God and love your neighbour. You know, the Oxford Don and author of the Narnia Chronicles, C.S. Lewis, once said this about the Christian faith. He said, I believe Christianity is true for the same reason I believe the sun has risen. It's not that I see it, it's that by it I see everything else. I think that's a really helpful way of seeing things. When we set our main goals according to the Christian God, suddenly we begin to see everything else in life a bit more clearly. Larry Walters is one man who longed to see things a bit more clearly. He wanted to get some perspective on the area around his house. So he went out and he bought 45 used helium weather balloons. The idea was that he'd attach them to a garden chair with him strapped into it, and they'd lift him up about 50 or maybe 100 feet above the ground and be able to enjoy the view for a while. And then when he wanted to come down, he just grabbed the air rifle, which he'd taken, and shoot the balloons one at a time until he started to drift gradually downwards. Sounds quite reasonable, doesn't it? Unfortunately, he hadn't quite done his calculations right. What actually happened was he shot up to an altitude of 16,000 feet. He then drifted across the primary approach corridor to Los Angeles International Airport, which had to be shut down some of its runways for several hours. After 14 hours in the sky, he eventually summoned up the courage to start shooting down those balloons. He did start to go down, which was great, until the balloon lines got caught in power lines, thus causing a power cut in Long Beach. Fortunately, he was able to scramble out and climb down to safety. Well, at least into the back of a police car, having been arrested for a whole string of offences against the Federal Aviation Act. You know, it is amazing to the lengths to which some people will go to get a really good view. But what Jesus says is, if you want to get a good perspective on your life, if you want to see things clearly, it's relatively easy. It's just a matter of setting the right goals. Loving God and loving your neighbour. When we start to live like that, not only will we follow in the footsteps of General Gordon and all who do and have followed Christ, but Jesus could say the same words to us as he did to that man who asked the question, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Amen.